The party is a lively crush, yet I'm keenly aware of one singularly significant presence, my employer's wife, a woman who has been dead for many years. Manhattan glitters in the vast night enfolding the penthouse tower. Clouds froth against the floor-to-ceiling windows, at turns obscuring, then revealing the Stygian spread of Central Park and its reservoir far below. The tower creaks as it sways ever so slightly in gusts of evening wind, the plaintive sound hidden beneath the music and sea of conversation. Within the glass walls, tension seethes. Dangerous electricity charges the air, the inevitable result of confining rivals in a neutral space. Restrained by decorum and the fear of losing face, adversaries bristle, claws and fangs only briefly and resentfully sheathed. The event is a black tie reception in honor of a new cosmeceutical line. The attendees are the best known of Manhattan's young elite, a collective pool of the too beautiful and too rich. Among them are celebrated friendships and infamous feuds. It's a testament to Mr. Black that he could bring such a diverse and divisive group together in his home. Like chess players, the guests have chosen their positions for the best advantage. Mr. Black's longest-known friend, Ryan Landon, stands opposite the spacious living room from Mr. Black's business partner, Gideon Cross, the two men perpetuating an enmity passed down from their fathers. As regretful as their discord is, I can still admire the purity of their open dislike of one another. In contrast, Mr. Black's main adversaries, his half-brothers Ramin and Darius, undermine him whenever it benefits them. And then there is Amy, Darius's wife, the only woman in the room who won't look at Mr. Black, not even a surreptitious peek. The spaces between these key players are filled with reality television personalities and influencers, models and musicians. Bursts of light bounce off the glittering dresses and wide windows as mobiles capture a seemingly endless number of selfies that will be shared with millions of followers. Most companies pay exorbitant fees for such photographic endorsements, but that is not the case tonight. An invitation to the penthouse is a social coup, as is proximity to Cross and his wife Eva, seemingly the world's most popular couple, if measured by media coverage. I glance around the living room, assuring myself that the waiting staff are present but unobtrusive, supplying canapes and beverages while clearing away the discarded baccarat glasses and Limoges plates. Extravagant bouquets of blacklist lilies decorate the sterling silver tops of African blackwood tables, adding texture and glamour without colour or fragrance. Music weaves through the room, effervescent and of the moment. The singer is present, slouched against a wall with his arm around a woman's waist and his lips to her jaw. His eyes are on Mr. Black, but they shift to me, just as the smartwatch on my wrist gives a haptic signal announcing the arrival of new guests. I move to the foyer. The moment the sleek brunette glides through the front door on limousine heels, I know my employer will seduce her. She's arrived on the arm of an attractive gentleman, but that's irrelevant. She'll succumb. They all do. The lady resembles the late Mrs. Black, inky hair, sultry green eyes, crimson lips. A beauty, yes, but a pale imitation of the woman immortalized in the portrait Mr. Black treasures. They all are. I greet them both with a nod and offer to take her wrap, standing by as her attentive escort assists her instead.
Thank you,
she says, as her companion hands me her shimmery wrap. She's speaking to me, but Mr. Black has already captured her attention, and her gaze is on him. Despite his deliberate withdrawal to the fringes of the room, his towering height makes him impossible to ignore. His energy is a lashing inferno checked only by a tremendous force of will. He is a man who composes himself with a stark economy of movement, yet somehow gives the impression of furore. I can see the effort it takes for our new guest to look away from him and take stock of the festivity.